This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
All right, Dub, thank you very much. The Michigan State Spartans, number 5 in all the land, have opened a season on the road just 6 times since 1984. That changes, of course, tonight, as Mark D'Antonio Spartans will be in Kalamazoo to take on the Western Michigan Broncos. Interesting point here. The Broncos' fine head coach, P.J. Fleck, saying this is the biggest thing to happen in Kalamazoo since the 70s when Simon and Garfunkel were in town. Coach, good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Everything is sensational. If I've been asked once, Coach, I've been asked 1,000 times. Why would the Spartans start the season on the road? The answer, as you mentioned in your statements, via this series with Eastern, Western, and Central, to help out these communities raise some dough.
Well, you know, I think the thought process was that we would play 3 times here and 1 there. In the process, we would help out the community wherever we played, and so that's what we've tried to do. And I think it brings a lot of commerce into that city, and it's in the state of Michigan, and it's good for the state of Michigan, and also for our Spartan fans to be able to go over to a place and see another game. So it'll be pretty green over there as well, I'm sure. But you know, as far as starting the season out, not exactly the way you want it to go, but schedules roll, and when the year comes, we play them.
And you are going to move the rock forward no matter where you're asked to play, sir.
Well, we have to do those type of things. And, you know, the reality of the situation is it really sort of prepares us for road games. And we've played very well on the road in the past, but it also prepares us for our next challenges when we go on the road in the Big Ten Conference. So we have to use every experience that we have. We've got to turn into a positive and move from there. And that's what we've always done, and we just try and focus on the present. And it is as it is, and let's get ready to go.
Is it your sense, Coach, as long as you've been coaching football at this level, that the first game sometimes you see maybe a little bit more aggression because these guys have been working out? They've been practicing against each other. They've been hitting their own for a while. Now, all of a sudden, the bull's out.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Steve. You know, when you look at a season, the season really begins here, but it's been summer camp, summer practices. It's been summer conditioning and lifting. It's been spring practice. It's been winter conditioning and lifting. So this is the sort of the culmination of a long time, not just the last 20 days. It's got recruiting involved in there. You know, you've recruited new guys and those type of things. It's got change. It's got critique. It's got continuity. It's got it all in there. So you get to a point right now where this is the first game and there's a lot of new beginnings for a lot of programs and a lot of dreams and goals that are out there for everybody. So I think every program in the country is excited to play their first football game. So we're going to see where we're at. We're very excited about it. We'll come fresh, and we'll be ready.
And there's going to be a nice challenge as far as the Broncos go, a tremendous turnaround by Coach Fleck last year in the MAC through the air. Keep an eye on Zach Terrell. On the ground is Jarvian Franklin, Coach.
Yeah, they've got some big-time players. I've been very impressed with their quarterback. He's a gamer, makes good decisions. Franklin was the freshman of the year last year in the MAC conference as a running back, ran up for about 1,500 yards. And Davis, number 84, is a big-time player, a go-to type guy. And Braverman, number 8, is another guy. So they've got some playmakers on their team. Phillips is a guy that's been playing on both sides, may play on both sides of the ball either. Even he's number 14, and he'll play at corner as well. So, you know, defensively, very sound in what they do, very sound in a run of the football, and they've seen a lot of things throughout the MAC, you know, different type of offenses, et cetera. So we'll see how everybody matches up. But it'll be a great football game, I'm sure, and be an exciting day for everybody.
Any concerns, Coach, about your club kind of peeking past this opener to what is going on beyond? You know what I mean.
No, yeah, you know, we don't do that here. I don't think that happens here. I just don't. That's not the way we're built. We've never thought that way. We give everybody respect who we play, and we're going to take care of the task at hand. And that's just the way we've been built. That's the culture that exists here. And you get that usually when you have older players and you have players that have played in big games and other games, but going into their last year, and when you have guys that have definite goals. So we'll be ready to play.
Hey, Coach, some of your players have said they felt like spring until now has taken forever. How's the coach feel?
Yeah, that's about right. You know, that's about right. It takes, you know, just, you know, you just go through so much day-to-day preparation that it sort of grinds on you a little bit. It's sort of Groundhog Day every day. And, you know, you go to work, you get up, you know, your early mornings and your late nights, and it's football all day during camp. So by the time you get through with camp, you know, you're ready to go. And then these guys had 6-7 weeks of conditioning and lifting to go along with that. So we're a healthy football team right now, and we're excited to play.
All right, Coach, so very excited. There are expectations once again in East Lansing. I know you, sir, wouldn't have it any other way. We are really looking forward to another exciting
season. Great season.
Thanks, guys, and you know, we'll just we'll get the ball rolling here, but it should be an exciting night.
And you'll hear it all right here on WJR.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM and streaming on WJR.com.